This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR, and we turn to Black History Month for today's finale. There's quite a number of events to observe the month, including Griot Night, coming up in a week, February 21st at 6 p.m. at the Digital Media Center at Southern Oregon University. Griot is G-R-I-O-T. The T is silent. It's a chance for people to tell stories of living Black in the Rogue Valley. Vaughn Monroe is an assistant professor of digital cinema in SOU's Media and Cinema program here in the studio with me. Vaughn, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Demetrius Davis Boucher is the president of the Black Student Union, which is also involved in setting this up. Demetrius, welcome to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Vaughn, talk about the genesis of this. What is a griot, first of all?
Well, a griot is a storyteller. It's from a practice in Africa where a storyteller gives the history and the tradition of the village and passes it from one generation to the next.
Right, and that is the intention for this night.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, and this is in conjunction with the Black Student Union. That's why you're here, Demetrius. We've heard from white people over the years, and I'm sure you have too, the question of why is a Black Students Union necessary? Given the relatively small numbers of white students, especially at SOU, how lonely would a Black student be without a Black Students Union?
Yeah, so the purpose of a Black Student Union is to provide a community to the students of color. You know, people that are like, everyone is welcome to come to the Black Student Union just to learn and be a part of the events and just help, you know, bring more community for the Black students on the campus.
So describe how Griot Night is supposed to unfold. What's the plan?
Yeah, so the plan is to have at least about seven students, you know, and family members from elder age to younger, just to share their story about, you know, what it's like to be Black in the Rogue Valley.
And what's your own experience? Have you lived in the Rogue Valley for long, or did you come here for college?
Yeah, so I came here for college. However, my great-grandparents settled here in the Valley, so I do have some connection down here through childhood as well.
Oh, okay. So you did know the place before you moved here.
Yeah.
And so there's a part of this, Vaughn Monroe, where you're talking about intergenerational stories.
Yes.
Yeah, unfold that, if you would.
You know, when at the inception of storytelling, everyone would sit around the fire and they would hear the stories, young to old, passing on wisdom, passing on traditions, et cetera. And we do get into silos right now more. It's just because of the way that we live socially. But for Black people, intergenerational interaction has always been like a foundation of the way we live. And so we're just trying to bring that tradition to here. And also, it is passed on information. So if there's people who've lived here for a long time, people who've lived here not that long. And the idea of telling the stories is to share those types of stories to just to help people out as much as possible.
When you talk about the importance of intergenerational interactions to Black people, has it lasted longer in the Black community? Because, you know, the time was we used to have parents, grandparents, et cetera, in the house with us all. And that seems to be largely gone from white world anyway.
Well, it's definitely on the outs. There's less, but it can be weird. Some people still hold it. I actually last year I went to a family reunion and we had three generations of people just eating food and talking about the elders and et cetera, et cetera. And it was a grand time. And I think that plus the class that I'm teaching on storytelling was maybe the genesis of trying to start this event. It's like, you know, when people love having cookouts are what they're called. And we could do something like that here. I think that, you know, I think people will enjoy it.
So we're talking about Griot Night coming up next week, February 21st, 6 to 7:30 at the SOU Digital Media Center, an intergenerational storytelling event of telling of stories of what it is to be Black in the Rogue Valley. Vaughn Monroe is an SOU assistant professor in media and cinema. Demetrius Davis Boucher is the president of the Black Student Union. And you can join us with a couple minutes left with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. How many people do you have set up? Is this all set up in advance or is it more like an open mic night? What do you have planned, Demetrius?
Yeah, so it is a mix of folks who can sign up, you know, ahead of time through a Google form, and then as well as people are welcome to just walk in and just share their story as well during that time block.
Now, I did notice there was a previous version of this event, Vaughn, in November of 2022, 4 to 6 minute limit on stories. Is that pretty much
yes.
The case this time?
Yes. Yeah, we want the stories to be short so that we can get more people to share their stories. And also, the event's for an hour and a half, and they can, you know, we don't want like a one person theater show of like 65 minutes of that one person story.
Will people have practiced what they have to say in advance, Demetrius?
Not necessarily. it could just be from just like the like most recent memory or from any time period. It can be scripted because I know some folks would like to do like a short form poem that'll fit into that time block as well.
Mm-hmm. And will you be, I mean, I assume you're going to be presiding in some form, but will you also be offering a story of your own?
I will be. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a hint about what you'll talk about?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll be talking a little bit about my family history, you know, from here in the Valley, because since I am biracial, I do have that white and black side connection to the Valley. And then I'm also from Portland, so I'm going to be tying like a bunch of different elements in that regard.
Having a biracial past, do you have a foot in each world? Is that and is that something you hear fairly often in your travels?
Actually, yes, because I've traveled like across the country. I also used to live in South Carolina as well, and I know that like every person that I've met that identifies as multiracial, that they have like that different footing in different cultures and in different ethnic groups.
How different did you find South Carolina to be from Oregon, or are they largely the same for someone in your circumstance?
So I noticed that like my age group, I've noticed that they're very similar. I know that as folks are older, this kind of more of like that conservative end, in terms of like how like people like interact with each other, but really pretty much the same, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And Vaughn, are you going to be telling a story too?
I am probably not going to be telling a story. I'm going to be manning the television studio.
So talk about that, though, because this is the digital media center. Mm-hmm. You're in media and cinema, so there'll be recordings of the event?
Oh, yes. What we're going to do is we're going to say, do we have permission to tape your story? We're mm-hmm. going to allow people to tell their stories, and some people are going to say, I want to tell my story, but I don't want to be on television. And so we will not record them, but the rest of the people, the plan is to record the stories and then turn it into like a sort of a PBS type documentary and then run it on the PBS station here in Ashland.
Sorry. So and RVTV is also in the building with you, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So will it air there as well?
Yes.
Okay. So, I have to believe there's some real catharsis for people telling these stories. And from the previous event, I mean, I have to believe there's a mix of humor and perhaps sadness and anger.
Yeah. The last time we had someone who came and told a story about her the last days that she spent with her father. And it was powerfully cathartic to all the people there and to her. I remember in the student evaluations after that, she wrote me and she said, because I had this thing where I asked people to figure out what kind of artists they were. And she said, I'm not an artist, but in your class, I was able to share my story and to finally get some resolution over my father's death. And I was very happy about that. People do kind of underestimate, not everyone, because there's places where the oral tradition of storytelling is still practiced, but can kind of forget like how powerful of a sort of healing process it can be. People, you know, you go there, you identify with the emotion, you release the emotion, and then, you know, you do that with a group of people, shared experience, fantastic.
Relief for both sides, then.
Yeah.
People, both the storyteller and the person hearing the story.
Yeah, and that's why we will say, because what happens sometimes is we had a number of people at the last event actually that were not scheduled to talk, that were moved to talk. And so they started telling their stories at the end. So we want people to come, even if they feel like maybe I'm going to talk, maybe I'm not, get into the groove, see what the environment is about. And then if the spirit grabs you, let fly.
Demetrius, I don't see any discussion of admission charges or anything. Is this a free event?
It is, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So everyone's welcome to show up and just have a good time.
Before we go, talk about the Black Students Union. How big is it? You said anybody's welcome there, but I mean, how many people show up on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, I know right now, right now with midterms, I know like lately it's been about four or five, but at most we've had at least about like eight or nine as well.
Okay. And then Vaughn, before we go, how much of the work of the students is like what you're planning here, getting real people to tell stories, the students at the Digital Media Center?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Well, I mean, you work with students in media and cinema.
Okay.
Is a lot of their work about getting people to tell real stories about real life?
It depends, actually. We're sort of a narrative program, but we do have a course that's like the linchpin of what we do called storytelling. It's open to, it's a general education course. And this is actually the final project that I have them do, is tell an oral story that's 4 to 6 minutes long. So, yes.
All right. Griot Night, February 21st, 6 to 7:30 at the SAU Digital Media Center. Vaughn Monroe from from Media and Cinema. Thanks for joining us. Demetrius Davis-Boucher, thank you for joining us from the Black Students Union.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
That's it for today's exchange. JeffExchange.org is our website. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Have a great day.